Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb fast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural form killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the Clash!
But I ate French food last night after doing a 72-hour fast, and I just ate way too much. It was a problem.
Is the first meal after a fast, like, I would imagine, I've never done a fast, but I'd imagine it's almost like you have, like, big eyes, but then it's not actually as enjoyable. You know what I mean?
The most enjoyable meal I've ever had in my entire life.
Right, because I feel like if you go too long in the day without eating, like, I'll always be like, oh, I'm starving. And then I ate way too much, way too fast, and then I just feel like shit.
Yeah, well, that happened. I was up all night shitting.
You're supposed to.
Okay, all right. That's what I mean. I don't mean that, like, your first few bites, you weren't like, oh, my God, this is amazing. I mean that, like, at the end of it, it's not actually, like, satisfying.
Well, I did the thing where I ordered, I mean, everything. Every appetizer that I wanted, I was like, I want every appetizer. I want every
flavor.
Dude,
I'm this way. If I just don't eat breakfast and lunch, and then we go out to dinner, I'm like that. Like, I just fucking, all of a sudden, I order, like, 3 entrees and 6 appetizers.
Delightful. Oh, my God. But I was up all night. And I was like, how did it possibly, because I didn't eat for 3 days. How did the food get from, like, my esophagus to my butthole within the night? I assumed that it would be an 8 to 10 hour journey.
You were so clean.
This
out,
was a
dude.
Foot race.
You were cleaned out, so it just fell right from your throat to your asshole.
Dude, it was crazy that it got so quickly to my asshole.
I think that's how the science works.
I don't know. I just would have thought that my stomach would have hurt for, like, a day, and then I would have had a whole, like, day of shitting the next day. But nope, all night last night.
Very nice.
Yeah.
It was very, very nice.
It was so good. I love French cuisine.
Louis was shitting out a bunch of moutarde.
Moutarde. I had duck. Oh, I love duck.
Love a good duck.
You were all goosed up for duck. Get it?
They eat goose.
Although I will I'll say this is a very Jay Oakerson moment that I had the last time I had duck, where I was
fingerless gloves.
I was wearing fingerless gloves. Now I got one funky piece. And then that messed me up for the rest of the, like, I really, it hit a J switch in me where I was like, I don't want this anymore. Fuck.
I don't like duck anymore.
In that moment, I'd go back and have it right now. But in that moment, it did just.
Was it a big fatty piece?
It was like fatty and a little gristly too. Mm. And it's just like a funky piece I had to, like, pull out of my mouth. And then I was like, well, meal's over.
Love a grizzly fatty piece of duck.
It was at a nice Thai restaurant. It was a Penang curry with duck.
I will only get duck at a French restaurant. And if you get it, if I've had duck at other places, if you get duck anywhere else, it very often tastes like wet dog.
This was actually, I thought it was pretty good. And I've had wet dog.
Now, funny thing, I enjoy mock duck.
No.
You are garbage.
Jay enjoys
like
a mock crab
duck better than duck.
You like? Don't you like mock fish or something? What was the fish that you like?
Me? Oh no, you're thinking of whatchamacallit? They call it like imitation crab meat.
Yeah, like imitation
Jay's not
crab
even,
meat.
Jay's not even on a real bed right now.
Like the mock hotel room. Jay, would you rather like a can of tuna over a tuna steak?
No,
no.
I do enjoy a can of tuna though.
Sure.
Dude, I remember one time on Real Ass Podcast, I was like on my keto kick, and I was like, dog.
Now this was the first generation of Lewis diet. It was like the first time you ever got in shape.
I was like, tuna doggies every day, all day, every day.
Lewis is giving diet advice. He just went 30 years of being a fat fuck, and then, like, in 2 months figured out how to lose weight. And now he's like, let me tell you something, doggies. Here's what
just
you
have eat. have a can of tuna a day. It'll keep the doctor away. And I had a doctor hit me up.
Someone in the chat wrote filet of fish over tuna steak, and I agree all day.
Well, that's crazy. That's insane. You're crazy.
We have garbage fans, and you're gar, and that's, and the reason is because you are our garbage leader.
So I told people to eat tuna every day, and I literally said, I was like, can a tuna a day, keep the doctor away. Then an actual doctor hit me up and was like, oh, that will give people mercury poisoning. Do not,
because yes, you're going to kill people, Lewis.
So yeah, don't do it.
Yeah, you will get mercury.
Every other day it is.
But I enjoy some tuna out of a can, doggy.
Sure.
I might even have that today.
Good a nice, you. But like, there's nothing beats like a good fresh. I mean, I like fresh fish in general. I love a real tuna steak is amazing.
Dave's talking about New Prisoners.
Oh, fresh meat.
Fresh fish.
Oh, look at them with their tight asses.
What do you think here? Who do you think here makes the best tuna fish salad?
Ooh. I don't Dave make doesn't make his own tuna fish salad. He's got a wife that does that. And I guarantee and she makes it better than all of you. Us.
Yeah. So much better than either of you.
What does she put in it?
I will say I like Jay's, which was I had never had before. But Jay, what did you put in yours?
Relish.
What was your special? Relish. Jay's, which actually at first I was like, I'm not gonna like this, and then very much enjoyed it. No, but Lauren will just make like pretty standard, like celery, red onions. I think she does. She'll, if I don't insist, she'll do like the avocado mayo, which I do not like as much, but she's into being healthy.
Dave, you taught me something about tuna years ago. This was a Dave thing that I do.
Eat it. You don't put it in your butthole. You eat it in your mouth.
Dude, I was just smearing it in my asshole using it as butt lube.
It's people and cat food.
She goes, oh, tuna, I hate it. It's the worst butt lube.
I believe this was you, that you would put mustard on your tuna salad sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. Little mustard on a tuna salad sandwich.
Yeah, dude. From like a deli. And now I do that every time I make a tuna salad sandwich. I put mustard on it.
Do you really? It's an excellent combination.
Yeah.
I've still yet to.
Solid.
With the mix of the it's basically like making a Dijonese tuna sandwich.
Well, here's the key. The key is that, and a lot of you guys might fuck up on this, but see, if you like a lot of mayo in your tuna salad, first off, you're garbage. Second off, it's not going to taste good with mustard then. It's got to kind of be like a light mayo in the thing, and then it's really good with mustard.
Most offensive podcast on earth, folks.
Bobby Kelly.
Well, we worked on the butt lube thing. I
mean, Bobby Kelly.
We're people.
Bobby Kelly had a little throw in to the tuna fish that I now incorporated. A little bit
donuts, dude.
A little bit of oil. A little bit of oil.
You put fucking powdered donuts in your tuna sandwiches, dude. It's the fucking best.
It doesn't matter how much weight he loses. If the subject of Bobby and food comes up, he's still Bobby at his fattest in our mind.
Yeah, well, you know,
food, dude.
He's still our fattest friend. Doesn't matter how much weight he loses.
No, not even close.
Zach's our fattest friend.
Yeah, Zach. Zach's big guy. Then maybe H. Foley?
I wouldn't call him a friend.
Oh.
I love H. Foley. He's a fucking man. Yeah, but so when I do a can of tuna, when I make it at home, I get it in oil. I don't get it in water.
That's, yeah. But you can get it in water, strain it, and just put maybe like a better oil in it than they put in there.
What do they put? What type of oil do they put in? I guess they put like canola oil. If you did like, a good avocado oil.
But the tuna and oil is the best.
No, yeah, I can't, dude. I can't do it. I mean, water's fine. It's just dry and fucking. Nom, nom, nom. I want a nice oily fucking fishy smell. Yum.
It looks dark.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, you see, it's first of all, whatever they put in the can is not the healthiest part of that tuna. It looks like it has cancer.
Oh, that's like tuna cheeks or something.
Yeah, you're eating tuna asshole only when you eat it out of the can.
The good parts of the tuna, they turn into tuna steaks. Whatever else is left is in a fucking can of tuna.
Fucking tuna toenails.
Yeah, it's like the hot dogs of tuna. Oh, shit. Jay, you would not do this at a restaurant. You would not eat like a full fish with its like head and eyeballs still attached.
No.
Oh, I love it.
No.
I don't know that I've ever done that, but I probably would. I mean, I think I like every kind of fish that I've ever had.
Oh, no, I like fish plenty. Here's the thing. I mean, at this point, if it was happening, there was like, hey, look, that part right there of the fish is just meat completely, no bones and whatever, like I would try a piece of it for sure. I just wouldn't be stoked that we're like, you know what I mean? I'd be like, I don't want this.
Yeah. You almost expect it to like turn its head and start singing the song like the fish on the wall.
Yeah, Billy Bassin.
Yeah.
Grandma got ran over It lives.
That's how it was in Greece, dude. You buy the whole fucking the whole fish with fucking you pick out the fish from the catch of the day. Oh, it was so good.
I only when I was younger, I went fishing. My mom would send me so she can get a break down to my dad's family, not my dad, but like his family in Florida to get out of her hair for a little bit. And then they had no interest, so it was just floating around. And I went with my uncle's roommate fishing. And talk about what an experience this day was that stuck out with me. His name was John. I never saw him again except for this trip. We went fishing. He caught a bass. We took it to a place. They weighed it, they wrapped it for him, and then he came home and showed me the process of gutting it. Like, and it was,
Is this what ruined you?
it's well, one of the things I'm sure. And it was, and then the fact that he was like, and this is what we're having for dinner tonight. I was like, buddy, you're out of your tree.
He
I
was
mean,
like, pluck my eyebrows, please.
it was so, I was like, damn, dude, this is so not my, again, I was just, especially the ages I'm talking about were very like, dad left at 3. So 3 to like 11 or 3 to 10.
And your mom, how old was your mom when she had you?
19.
Yeah, that's a
Yeah, dude.
that's a
Isn't
young
it?
trashy
Isn't it?
mom. So
Well,
like
you think back about it because I like you had kids. You had your kid at a young age, Jay.
yeah.
But you were with the fucking mother of your kid for at least many years after
Yeah.
you had her. But I do now, like when I hear the story, it's almost like when you're younger, you think of that story just from the kid's perspective. But now I just go like, man, imagine being like 23 and single and having this little kid. And then imagine how sweet it is when their freak fisherman, related to the dad is like, I'll take him for 4 days. And you're like, yes. Oh my God. I get
Oh
4 days to
my.
myself.
Wait, how old were you when you saw fish gutted for the first time?
Maybe like 9.
Yeah, I feel like that's the age. So that turned you off.
Well, I'm just saying what, well, that's what I was trying to say. From
It didn't
three,
make your dick hard.
no,
You didn't want to fuck that fish?
from 3 to 10, my grandfather was around, but he was a little bit older. But I mean, the influence I had in personality was a lot of women. I had my grandmother and my mom a lot. So like,
As you fucking put your painted nails in front of the camera.
can't guess,
Sure.
but no. So it was just like it took till my stepfather came around to kind of like fucking knock some like dude into me. Like I was just, everything was just
That
icky
sounds
to me.
weird.
Everything was just so fucking like I had such icky like kid shit, and it was like and so that's funny, the things that my stepfather was like masculine in, I just kind of took to those things more, but still not stuff like no idea how to fix cars or fucking shit like that. You know what
Would
I
you
mean?
put the worm on the hook to go fishing?
Yes. Yeah,
But you hated it. You didn't love it.
didn't love it. I didn't really care about that so much as it was like I couldn't take the fish off the hook.
Well, first of all, they fucking, when you take them out of the water, they go fing and they turn into like one of those fucking like sharp spiky balls.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like it is just grabbing it while it's like jerking around and moving. We went fishing on the Bert tour, like big, like on the boat where they hang a bunch of lines and you just sit there and they caught like 5 or 6 fish and like make it. It's like you want to reel one in. I'm like, I don't know, dude. This just ain't my jam. It's not my thing. But like, I held the fish with him afterwards, and I really don't enjoy it.
I love it. I love fishing. In fact, my niece is like, ew, like, but even her, like, when we went fishing and was it Puerto Rico? Like, we brought the fish back to like a place. They gutted it in front of us. They cooked it for us. We ate it. Like, you know, I think she really loved that experience. She's a girl, Jay.
I just love fishing to me is almost like whatever the thing to do is, it's fine and it's fun, it's relaxing. I love being out on a boat.
Oh,
It's just
no,
so
for sure.
nice being on a boat in the fucking water. Like when you get out far and you stop the motor and you're just like sitting there kind of floating with the waves, it's just very peaceful. I'm gonna get, mark my words, Lewis, to borrow your phrase, I'm gonna end up being a boat guy.
You
I'm
might
still
end up being
10
a
years
boat
away
guy.
from it, but I'm gonna
Almost.
end up getting a boat.
A lot of people, I hear you on the boat thing, but I don't know many people who have ever got a boat that don't like sort of regret having a boat.
You got to have money. I got to make more money. You got to have money to the point where like you can just hire someone to take care of it and all that shit. Because otherwise, it's just like I'm not at a financial position to have a boat right now because I'm not handy enough and I don't have enough money. And then it just becomes like a fucking part-time job
Yeah, I feel
keeping
like
up with
having a
my boat.
boat is like getting an inflatable hot tub. You think you're going to use it a lot, you use it twice, and you're like, this sucks. Just collecting scum.
Well, the thing about it depends also like what kind of boat you're talking. It's like my Uncle Tommy, who were like definitely like the trashier side of my family, South Philly family. He always had a boat of some kind, but it was a real like.
A shit boat.
No, I mean like, it was cool. No, I mean I shouldn't say that because it wasn't. I mean, it had like a like the cabin you can go on underneath and stuff like that. But they just were like nondescript, just like boats. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a. You wouldn't see it going by and be like, holy shit. It was just like, it looked like my Uncle Tommy with his shirt off and three or four other people should be sitting on it.
Yeah, where I grew up, like a lot of people had boats, but it was like four person boats. They were kind of shitty. They bought it used from somebody else. They have a patch of hole in it. The motors come at
But they also
different.
know how to do the motors and stuff. You know, they're handy people also, but kind of like you said that, Dave, when you were like, I'm not handy enough. Like my Uncle Tommy, like worked on the boat and like,
So my father-in-law, what he does, he's done this a couple times now, is he'll get like he's very handy, so he could do everything. So he'll get a boat that's like a fucking dope boat, but in really bad shape. So like a boat that would have been like 100 grand if it was like new, but it's in such bad shape that you could get it for like 15 grand. But then he understands that he just took on a fucking like a job that it's going to
I
be
wish I
like.
was a man like that. I wish I could
I
just
know,
like
I know,
I
me
want
too.
my one of my this is what a woman I am. I'm watching House Hunters renovations and I'm watching other people buy homes and fix them up. And I'm in the market right now for a house and I'm so inspired. I'm like, dude, I should buy a fucking inexpensive house and renovate, but I can't do anything myself and it's just gonna end. I already see the nightmare happening. I have no idea what things cost. People are gonna they're gonna have a, one conversation with me and they're gonna go, oh, we could rip this guy off
They're
completely.
coming a mile away.
Yeah, it's
Just
over.
don't get you can't get like a fixer upper. You could hire a contractor to
Not a
do a few
fixer upper, but
things. You
like
can't get a fixer upper. You're not you have to know what the fuck you're doing in order to get like a fixer upper. Yeah. They do it
yeah.
like Jay did, like I did. You get a house that's quote unquote move-in ready, which means there's still like a few things you want to do
That's
with
always the
it.
case, but I'm
But
talking about like so right now I'm going like I can get like a house with a pool. The problem is the pool. And Jay knows this because you just bought a house with a pool. And then what they do is they list it, and then people that want a pool just really want a pool, and they don't really. It's kind of an obnoxious purchase because you're going like, no, I just want a fucking pool. I don't really care. And then they start bidding based off the fact that they want that house with that pool. If you take the pool out of it, there's so many houses available. It's nowhere near as competitive.
dude, the thing about my pool is so fucking funny though.
What about it? Oh, that it's 4 feet deep.
I got it. I got it. I was so excited. And then when the inspector came,
you're such a big dude too to have a short pole.
we were like, hey, we never asked. Like, how deep's this pool here? They go, 4 foot 8. Like, I mean, like the deep end. And they're like, oh, it's 4 foot 8. I was like, oh, man.
Jay was about to dive in and crack his skull.
Very short pool.
Do you Jay would do it?
It's
Jay would
just
do
really
his
funny when you're
flips. Jay would do his
6'3".
flips and scrape his nose skin.
Oh, for
Oh my
sure. Like,
God.
do you guys
He's
wanna?
just standing in his pool with like his full nips out of
I
the
was gonna
pool. Like
say
you're not
it's a
even.
nips out pool, dude, for sure. I've heard different names. Some people call it a. I've heard it called a volleyball pool. I've heard it. I call it a swingers pool. It seems like a swingers pool. A thing so you could walk around and milk and
You
hang
gave it
out.
a cool name. Dude,
Swingers pool.
it's a big dick gold pool.
It's so fucking funny, dude. That's
Is
how.
there a way? Can you just dig it a little deeper or something, or is that a whole thing?
Yes, and
A
thank
whole thing? Yes, Dave.
Christ.
Yes.
And
Love
thank
it.
Christ. Thank the sweet Lord Christ. That is not the same price as.
Well, that's the thing. If I got a house without a pool, I can buy, there's so many options, and then putting a pool in. And that's easier than buying a house that you need to like do new kitchens and bathrooms in. It'll be the same price to like essentially put a new pool in and have to renovate a whole like fixer upper house. But you can live in the house as opposed to like you see people that are like redoing their kitchens. They have like fucking like bags up in the walls that they can't go
Oh
in the kitchen. You're
like
eating
a
on like a hot
gutting,
plate in the
like a
bedroom.
fucking gutting.
Dude,
Dude, I want to redo my kitchen, and going through that is what's holding me back from it. This the one I had. The only major thing with my house that was like, so after an inspection and buying it and everything. So one of the things they said, you know, you get like the book on everything in the house. And so they said, they go, oh, one of the nice things, they just repaved your driveway. They just, this last year, they just completely repaved the driveway and it looks beautiful. If you guys have both been to my house, you'd be like, oh yeah, driveway looks great. And I have a big property, so I have like a huge driveway and it's on like a slant coming down and then comes to like, you know, where you can park the cars right outside the garage. And then, okay, so the driveway comes down, then there's where it stops and you can park. And then there's a drain right here to like, you know, like for water and stuff, but they didn't do it on the right angle. So literally when it snows, when it rains, water just collects at the bottom and just becomes, well, and then if it's cold, there's just an ice skating rink outside of my garage. So literally just, I mean, it's like a real, I have to completely redo this thing and I still haven't yet, but it's just like the most annoying thing that nobody foresaw.
Like with the company that did it, can you be like, hey guys, you have to fix this?
Well, the thing about it is that like the company who did, like, we didn't even fucking hire the company who did it. And they were like, I get, you know, honestly, I never even really tried to pursue that. Maybe I should, but
I would.
I did.
Because you fucking literally, the drain doesn't drain. That's the whole point.
Maybe
of it.
You're right. Maybe I should reach out to them and be like, hey, I know this is 3 years past when I should have been doing this, but come you on, guys, dude, owe me a driveway.
No matter how far you try and fast you try to run from it, you're still Jewish in there somewhere. Make that phone call.
That's true. I've buried it so deep.
Buried away so deep, but still in there, that guy. You know, it's funny. My stepmother's brother is a contractor. It's funny how contractors, like, work whenever they're doing their own thing. I think it's still not done. And when I was 12, 13 years old, one of my summer jobs was helping him on this house he bought and gutted and was building. I mean, he got divorced over it. And then his kids would come stay in his unfinished house, and you'd see them like watching TV in a room that has, like you were saying, Lewis, like garbage bag, like walls and stuff.
Garbage bag walls.
But like, you know, but there was like a really cool one, really cool brick wall that he's made. That's one of the projects he's got done on it so far. But like, my dad told me still it's currently still not done.
Guys, I have problems changing doorknobs. Like if a doorknob is loose, I'm like, oh.
I've done that. I've put a few doorknobs in. I got pretty good at it.
These are the things, Lewis. I'm the same as you. I can do it.
I can do it.
And when I do it, there's two things. One, I can do it. And then when I do it, though, I'll be too proud of myself for being able to have done that. But then also, I'm annoyed at the idea that I'm like, I also have a little bit of a doubt that I'm like, I might not do it right.
I'm not going to do it right. I'm going to put the hinges on the wrong side of the door. The little thing, the tab is going to be facing the wrong way.
I really did that.
No, yeah, I believe it.
We got a bunch of new doorknobs when I first got my house. Cause like, we just liked there were like these cool ones and I was like, oh, I want to put them on. And the first one I did, the little thing was facing the wrong way. And then after I put it on, I'm like, how did I not fucking, like, just notice that would be the wrong way?
Because you had
bad
father
two of them. Yeah, literally, it's because I had a bad father and a bad stepfather. But then you do two of them, and then you got it. Then you're like, okay,
you'll never make them. You got to crack a few eggs to make an omelet, right? And that's going to happen. But I don't want to crack those eggs. I get anxiety. I'm like, I don't want to do it. I just want to have an omelet. Can you make me an omelet, sir? Excuse me, man with big manly hands. Can you make me an omelet?
Remember Tito Ortiz when he was on The Ultimate Fighter, but he was the coach and one of his guys got caught in a triangle. And then like, he's like, come here. I know you're upset right now, but right here. And he goes over the triangle defense like five times with him. And he goes, you'll never get caught in that triangle again. That guy went on to get triangle submitted three more times in his career. But the point remains.
Nonstop triangle submissions.
Yeah.
That now guy that guy plays the triangle in a local local music group.
Can't escape the triangle.
Ting. That's all he can do now because he's retarded from blood loss to the head. Yeah, dude, I'm fucking... I will say that House Hunters Renovations really does... I'm like, dude, I can fucking get a fixer-upper. I can do this.
How do I not know any contractors?
House. How do I not know anybody that...
It doesn't matter. Just get a house that's somewhat together, dude. You're gonna stay in Jersey though, right?
Sure.
Yeah,
you're gonna stay like roughly in the area.
I told my real estate agent 15 minutes radius from here.
Okay.
So I'll go further away from the city, but yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, boys.
Curious.
Yeah, but yeah, building a fucking pool is like $100,000, but they can just do it in the backyard. You know what I'm saying? Like they're all out there. They can dig up the yard. You can fucking live your life in a nice house while that's being done.
Oh no, that. But it's there's a lot to go into that too. Like you can't put a pool in every place.
Well, I think I wouldn't buy a place unless I can put a pool in. You know, I think you can find that all out before you buy a place. This would not I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, you could find that out, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. I watched the Matthew Perry hour documentary thing.
How was it?
It really didn't shed much light on anything except what was hilarious. Every time they show an aerial view of his house, he was a big Batman fan, and in his pool from an aerial view was like a red Batman symbol. But like the Christopher Nolan ones, you know what I mean? Like the more subdued bat symbol. It's in his pool, and one of his last tweets, he referred to himself as Matman because he was such a Batman fan. This guy was supposed to die from fucking ketamine in a hot tub.
Yeah, dude. I bet he wishes he was the Penguin so he could swim.
When he was, you got a picture of it? Yeah.
Dude, that sucks.
Well, you see that sometimes with like Puerto Ricans in their car, like they open up their fucking car doors and it shoots a Batman symbol down on the floor or something else.
I was gonna say, I have no problem with a logo even in your pool. If the bottom of his pool said Friends in the Friends font, I'd go, yeah, dude.
Jay, Skank's logo at the bottom of your pool would be pretty sick.
I would do that 100%.
I know you would, as would I. We tattooed it on our bodies. We better do it in our pool.
I'm not even semi-arguing that having a logo in your pool is whatever. It's that the Batman logo, that's weird. Do you guys also remember when Shaquille O'Neal, like everything in his house was like the Superman sign? Like, yeah, you know that Superman's a fictitious character.
I'm looking up how much it costs to put a logo at the bottom of your pool.
I like that. Look that up.
Yeah, pretty reasonable.
I mean, it can't be. It's just going to be lights.
When I was hoping to have a basketball court, I looked up. You can get basketball courts done. Like, I could have had that be like the Skanks logo is like the key. Pretty neat. It's not as much as you think.
Let me see a light up logo. Let's see. How much you put a light up logo at the bottom of your pool? Come on.
Fucking Batman logo.
Damn it. Underwater lights for pool. I'm not getting a clear answer here, but some are saying between $500 and $5,000, depending on what you're getting.
It's a pretty big range.
It's literally, if I was building a pool for $100,000 and it was just $5,000 more to build a custom Legion of Skanks logo, so at night there's a Legion of Skanks logo at the bottom of the pool, I would really highly consider that.
I would have said it cost $5,000.
They said up to $5,000, but
if you're going to spend $100,000 on a pool and it was $105,000 to have the Skanks logo underneath, you're an asshole for not doing
it. Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
You'd be a goddamn idiot. Ooh, you're looking at Skanks.
You're already taking out a mortgage to build this pool. Might as well,
baby James. You're not going to college. We need a Skank pool.
The Skank pool. I would do that in a fucking heartbeat. Matthew Perry, I mean, ketamine, that became his thing. And it brought down a whole bunch of doctors with him.
I remember seeing, whenever they did like a reunion, a Friend's reunion or something like that.
And there was something. He died.
But, well, it was just like, I remember seeing just like a preview of it or just like a picture of it, or I watched the entire thing. And...
It's currently on in my hotel room right now.
Or it's my wallpaper on my laptop. It's all of them have so much plastic surgery and look so weird, except the Joey guy. He just aged and he looks 30 years older than the rest of them, but way better because he just looks like a regular person. But it's insane. They all look like freaks. It's so bizarre to me.
I think David Schwimmer looks pretty normal. I mean, he's always weird looking.
No, really? I thought he looked crazy.
Pull up the picture, guys. We have multimedia. Why aren't we?
I thought he looked insane.
Your producers are not paying attention. They're just doing their own thing.
Matthew Perry was so like grizzed out. His mouth got all weird as he got older. In fact, when I watched the documentary, I forgot what a handsome dude he was because
Courtney Cox,
you know, weirdo.
And Jennifer Aniston, they both they just did not age. They aged like horribly, and then they got crazy plastic.
Well, this is why a lot of these girls
look like Jennifer Aniston didn't age horribly at all.
This is why a lot of girls.
No, but you don't see what I'm saying with like all the fuck. Like she's got a different face now. I feel like he does too. I feel like all
this,
of them.
This
do.
Is why a lot of girls get plastic surgery younger now. They're getting it younger and younger because when you get it older, it's dramatic and it's shitty. Joey looks good. Joey looks great.
He actually looks great. Goudreau, he just aged like a dude. Yeah, you're right. You're right, actually. She's the exception, too. But the rest of them, I thought, all looked like fucking weird. There's something really sad about that being like, wait, so you were the most famous and the richest and just crushing it. And then you're like, all of them, like, you're desperately trying to hold on. I like, even the way, like, Schwimmer like,
looks
hair
like you,
is done
did
and
look
shit.
Like you, does look like you. Dave, you are Schwimmer.
I guess they I'm criticizing his like hair, Schwimmer. And I do my hair the same way.
You're aging no, but it's just a little like Schwimmer. Courtney Cox has a different face, pretty much. I mean, like, she's definitely had a lot of work done. Lisa Kudrow, I don't know, but Matthew Perry was dying in front of their eyes. Pretty wild.
Wrong one died. If you had to take, if you can give Matthew Perry's life back and take one of the other ones away, who would you kill?
The Schwim, probably. Oh, wait, does that be one of the guys?
No, it could be anybody.
Anybody on the show? Let me think.
Based off their character on the show.
I don't know.
Who's your least favorite friend?
I never watched the show, but I would say Lisa Kudrow would be probably the most annoying of them.
She might have been the most annoying of them. Yeah, like on the show, I thought
Matthew Perry is very funny, and
he was what's his name? What's the Joey's the actor's name?
Matt LeBlanc.
Matt LeBlanc, I thought was the least funny.
It was so on the nose.
It was just like it was a dumb, goofy character where it's always like, I'm the dummy who just likes to eat or
do you
whatever.
Think those, do you think the other five of them would be friends with a fucking clinical retard?
Yeah, but he was handsome as shit. By the way, he is the Justin Silver of our group.
Yeah, but Justin's not
He was the Justin Silver.
God damn it. I was going to say Justin, because Justin isn't dumb, but I don't think Joey was dumb either. He was just the, okay.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I speak dog. That was Joey.
Goes, ah, what are you guys doing? I thought we were going to hit the gym.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed Matthew Perry in Fools Rush In. Do you remember that movie?
No.
I think he
Wait. Who was in that movie?
Salma Hayek. He accidentally gets her pregnant, I believe.
Yeah, I vaguely remember this now. Yeah.
Fucking Matthew Perry gets Salma Hayek, which is just a crazy thing.
Salma Hayek at still right around
her peak. Her hottest.
You know what's crazy, by the way?
Desperado to use her hottest and Dust Till Dawn.
Justin Silver really was, and
he's still
I don't know how much, like, I just don't hang with Justin that much anymore. I love him to death and will always. He's my fucking brother. But
you don't speak dog. He's exclusively speaking
I don't speak dog.
These days.
Listen, we went in different directions in life, but Justin, when we were back in the day, he really was the most mature, like, of us. Like, he was just, like, more, like, just kind of had, like, his shit together more, was actually, like, cared about, like,
he did have his apartment well, look, he nice, had a, he had a
eating
fucking
good.
Mom. He came from, like, I want to say wealthy, but, like, his mom had money and, like, took
Is
care of
right?
him and his
yeah.
brother. Yeah, yeah, like, 100%. So, yeah, he was just set up nicer than any of us were set up. But Justin was
maybe
also
that's
the
it.
Guy.
Maybe that's it. It's just that we
Justin
were all scrounging for our next dollar.
Justin would get into bed with me and pull his dick out and beat it until Jay got out of the bathroom. Justin
wasn't his finest moment.
All the weird gay shit. Like, Justin was pretty immature in his own right.
No, I'm not saying he wasn't hilarious. I'm just saying that, like, he had his shit together. He was more like Justin was just like have the nicest apartment. He would be like eating the healthiest food. He would be he was just like when we were all still kind of children in that way, he was more mature, if that makes sense.
I know what you mean, but it's being really overshadowed by Lewis pointing out that Justin would pull his hog out anywhere.
Yeah, any given moment.
I don't see the two things as contradictory, to be honest.
It's fine.
If you're willing to pull your dick out, you don't have your shit together. Like, and Justin also was a decade older than all of us.
Hang on now, Lewis. That might be a that might be a step too far there.
Well, I'm saying Justin's a decade older than us. He should have had his shit together.
Is he a decade older? Yeah, maybe.
No.
Maybe that's
what no. He's a little older than Jay, right?
Yeah,
like 49, maybe.
I think he's a year older than me.
48.
48, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy that Justin's almost 50. He literally looks like he's 31 years old. That's crazy.
Ari's 50.
He looks great. Ari's for 50.
51 now, I think.
Yeah, and he looks 60.
Yeah, Ari looks like shit. Justin looks like he's fucking drank directly from the fountain of youth.
Oh, yeah.
What if the fountain of youth was a man's penis? He's like, I'll drink it.
He did. Justin is aging good. It's true. He really doesn't look much older than he used to. Maybe a little bit, but not much.
I just eat kibbles. I live this dog life.
It didn't even understand. Work, but I just love it. I just eat doesn't even
kibbles.
Fuck. I like it. All right.
I eat Alpo. It's delicious.
I'm down here at a Magoobies.
You are a Magooby.
At the hotel conveniently located on top of a Chili's.
Chili's is actually where is that? Fucking, Chili's is my favorite of all the of all the
Chili's.
Why not? They're all the same. It's a chain.
No, I know.
I went to a Chili's maybe 3 years ago, and it was awful.
Yeah, that's your favorite of the chains. I'm always going to stick with just because it was maybe I have an emotional attachment, but the old TGI Fridays.
Listen, at the time when I loved the chains, TGI Fridays was at the time in my life when that was like eaten good. Yes. It was like, oh, it's someone's birthday. It's a fancy thing. We're going to an Outback or we're going to Chili's. And it was always about the Jack Daniels.
Well, Outback is probably still the best of all of it, but it's like, that's like a steakhouse.
Dude, well, I literally went to Outback.
I grew up last, thinking Outback last was year. A steakhouse.
It was just like I was just with the family and like the kids were hungry and we were hungry and we just like hadn't got and we just like there was like an Outback coming up on the highway and I was like, you know what, let's just fucking go to Outback. It's like whatever, we'll all eat dinner, we'll get
good old times,
let's go. And we went to Outback and it was, I mean, the restaurant was dirty, the food was awful, the service sucked. Like I was just like, ah shit, this sucks.
You don't remember how bad it is. These are terrible they're restaurants awful. When I was a kid, that was legitimately considered high end. That and Red Lobster, they were too high end for our mother to ever take.
It would have been a fancy thing to go there.
It was considered in our household high end. It wasn't considered to the world high end.
Yes, oh, yeah. To us, from our perspective. I thought Olive Garden was a nice Italian restaurant. Yes. Dude, I got at Outback, I got a filet mignon and like a lobster tail thing. And it was, I mean, it had to be the worst steak and the worst piece of lobster ever.
How do you get to find a bad lobster? Like, how is it possible? I did this at Seasons.
It's just frozen at Outback.
Yeah,
steak.
Probably. Are they frozen? It tasted like it had been frozen. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like little.
Yes. By the way, in the chat, whoever said that, that is where I fucked up. I should have just gotten like a burger or something like that. I treated it like it was a fucking place.
You went surfing turf on a roadside Outback.
Yeah, it was bad. Yes, I agree. It's my fault. I'm still garbage deep down.
Yeah.
Hit me with the surfing turf there. Jocelyn.
I'll say Red Lobster kind of holds up. I went to a Red Lobster fairly recently in Jersey.
Got rid of it.
I know. They almost went under.
Wasn't there rumors it was like Flavor Flav saved it or something like that?
Yeah. Dude, the reason they went under was because of the bottomless shrimp.
Shrimp.
That was the issue. Because so many people come in and they would just fucking load up on shrimp.
Dude, that was my favorite. Do you remember the Simpsons episode? When I was a kid, my favorite joke on the Simpsons was there was this episode where Homer goes to this place that's all you can eat shrimp. And eventually they stop serving him because he's eating too much and he sues them. And he goes to Lionel, whatever, the lawyer character, who's played by Phil Hartman. And he's like, they said, oh, you can eat shrimp, but they cut me off. I want to sue them. And Phil Hartman's character, the lawyer, goes, I haven't had a case this good since the Never Ending Story. I thought that was the funniest thing.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I went to a Red Lobster recently and it was pretty. You don't want to eat the lobster from Red Lobster. Dave, it's so funny that you're drinking a tall boy beer in the middle of the day.
Especially that we're having this conversation about garbage, you know, like, and I'm just sitting here drinking it. Well, it's 5 o'clock. It's not the middle of the day.
I mean this. I have no idea until you said right now that they're, I thought that was kind of the joke that they don't have lobster at Red Lobster. I've never had lobster at Red Lobster.
Neither have I, but they do have a tank with.
I'm pretty sure they have it.
I know they have a tank with lobsters in it.
What do you think? They're pet lobsters? No, those, you eat those lobsters.
I guess.
I don't think it's very good lobster. I think they somehow figure out like some deal on the sickly, low-end, cheap fucking lobsters.
Like somehow Red Lobster.
Saddest lobster.
Red Lobster is known almost exclusively for their cheddar biscuits and shrimp, bottomless shrimp.
Their cheddar biscuits and a bowl of fucking New England clam chowder. I mean, goddamn.
Should be called Red Shrimp.
Hell yeah, dude. Do that on stage tonight.
Guys, is that funny? You think I can work that out in my set? I mean, should be. And I'll, I guess, but I'll lean in when I say it, like Red Shrimp.
Yeah.
More like.
Shrimp scampi is great, but no, Chili's was the one that I would go to when I was like in high school. I'd bring my girlfriend Vicky, like, we're going to Chili's, babe, let's go. And
we made it.
Daddy had a big week,
dude. I remember I got like my first credit card when I was 18. I just maxed it out at Chili's. It was just taking her to Chili's like 4 weekends in a row. It was like a $400 max on the card, and it's like we just went to Chili's like every week until I didn't have any more money left on it. I was like, well, I'll never pay that.
I don't, you know, I think they got a lot tighter at some point on stuff like that. Chili's? But I remember Chili's. Chili's. No, I'm like giving Chili's credit.
Cracking down hard.
No, but like big, I think it was after, maybe it was after 2008 and the recession and everything. But like there was, what in our day, there was much more like you could just get a credit card when you were like 18 or 19. They wouldn't give you a huge limit or anything like that, but it'd be just like what Lewis said. They'd be like, we will let you have $400 and then owe us, you know, $2,000 over the next 15 years or whatever. I don't think they do that anymore, but they really suckered. I remember our buddy Wes. Our buddy Wes told us, well, I know it got much tighter for a while. I don't know where it is right now, but they had a thing that when they were like, he said when he got to college, like when the freshmen were getting into their dorms, they had people from like one of the big banks come and set up a table, and they were giving everyone $1,000 line of credit if they wanted it. Just like as you're going to your first weekend of college. And he was like, everyone just signed up and everyone just spent the $1,000 and then was just fucking in debt.
Like, I'm not going to have good credit till I'm 25 at least.
Yeah. Like you just, and it was like, it's such a weird calculation for the banks to make that it's like, yeah, that's worth it. Let's just go get a bunch of 18-year-olds.
My credit.
I got a Macy's credit card. I never got a credit card. I didn't even get to that point because they said you can get a Macy's credit card. I bought $100 and I got Timberland boots, I think for my chick.
Oh.
And it was $100 or whatever. And I spent, you know, whatever, 70 of it or something. And I made sure to spend all of it. I forget what the other little thing I got was, I think that was my credit for like 7 years.
I didn't have good credit until
I never got the card. I
like 3 years ago, my credit was sub 500 when I moved to New Jersey.
Dude, I admit this was maybe 5 years ago or something like that. I can't remember what it was, but like I applied for a credit card and Lauren applied for the credit card too, and she got it and I didn't. And I just remember being furious about that, where I was like, how do you think she's going to pay it off? Huh? It's from me. I'm the entire economy. And they chose her over me. And like, yeah, literally just because she was a responsible adult and I was a piece of shit my whole life.
They liked her bikini pictures better.
They did. She did submit that in her application.
In your guys' submissions, Dave, you lost it, I think, in the bathing suit contest.
I don't know why I have to submit these pictures. She didn't ask questions like that.
I had to have my son's mother co-sign for my Audi. God damn it, that's embarrassing.
Is that true?
Yeah.
It's humiliating.
It's so infuriating when you're making all the money.
I know. I made literally five times as much money as her.
It is the most ghetto thing in the world.
Yeah, my baby mama. Ghetto.
Your baby mama had to co-sign for your thing.
And Eddie was not happy about it.
Your white-ass baby mama, was he not?
No, he wasn't.
That's definitely a conversation in the household.
Well, you know what it was? I was already paying her a pretty decent amount in child support, and I needed a car. What'd you say?
A pretty penny?
A pretty penny. I give her one pretty penny a month. This is a beautiful penny.
Eddie was already offended that you were paying child support. Who does that shit?
Come on now.
Your ex is gay.
All right, Mr. LaBarge. Remember that, Dave? That was so funny. You remember that, Dave? Dude, it was there's a video of this. I almost wish you guys could pull it up now. It's on Victor Garcia's Instagram. If you guys could find it, Alex. They posted this video, but we were ordering a UFC event back when me and Beatrice were together, and this is pre-James. You know what I'm saying? Do you not remember this?
No, I don't remember any of this, but I'm already have an ear to ear grin.
It's one of the most embarrassing things ever. It's so funny that we put it out on video. Like I was so like willing to just fucking be a fucking chump on camera. It's crazy to me. Like
you still are.
We were trying to order the UFC event, and it was like, you know, UFC 80 or something like that, right? Like super early.
Dude, I can already just take it to our mind. We're dying to have this event, and we do not have the money for this event.
We don't have the money for it at all. I've my friend from Equinox was there. This kid, this half black kid, was there. You were there. Vic was there, and it was me. And we were trying to order the event. And it wouldn't, for some reason, it wouldn't go through. So I'm calling up Time Warner Cable, just fucking livid, being like, this is not, you're not making this event happen. We're missing the event right now.
And I spend my hard-earned money on your products.
So so I'm fucking calling them up, and I'm waiting on them. And then they're like, they sat on the other end. It was like, what's the name on the account? And I had to go, LaBarge. And then everyone in the room started losing their minds. And then Dave did his impression of me. He was like, this is Mr. LaBarge. Thank you. fuck me, dude. It was so brutal.
Oh, man.
Then I remember in the video, I was like, Beatrice, don't worry. Everyone's shipping in right now. $10. We got this.
If what's funny enough is I've paid it always, still do, but like the phone plan that I'm on, it's me and my ex-wife and Isabella, and it's all three of them, but like it to this day, I actually have to fix this, but to this day it's just like all under Carla's name, you know what I mean? It's like it's all me and Isabella are like the sub, you know, the
she's the if you want a new phone, you got to like get a PIN code from your ex-wife. That's brutal.
And it's just left over from the, we just never change, you know what I mean? Just
It'll be a thing where it's like your phone ends up being like $15 a month. And if you switch it over to your own thing, it's going to like jump. You're like, you might as well. But yeah, no, I know.
Your integrity is not worth $60 a month.
No.
I'm gonna
give her a nice dose of integrity pretty soon.
I didn't have a bank account. I mean, it was until after my son was born.
I used to be afraid that because I had one time a bank account with like $400 in it. I deposited, I still live with my mom, but I was coming up and back and forth to New York, and I got an ATM card. And then I did something. I tried to go take something out of the bank, and they told me that the account was like frozen and garnished. I owed money to someone. I don't know, it was like a debt or something. And I was able to go to an ATM and remove it all. Somehow like an ATM let me take it out. And I never, ever, ever had a bank account again until I had a business manager.
What?
That's not true. When I moved out.
Before the business manager.
My first move with Christine, I got a Wells Fargo.
You didn't have a bank account until you moved in with Christine? That's pretty fucking recent.
I mean, it's 12 years. Decade? You know, 13 years. But yeah, my own bank account. Yeah, because I remember I had my credit stuff that they were going to like take the money.
I had account after account that got shut down. So I had like a bunch of different bank accounts, but I used to, back in the day, I knew how to work. I'm sure none of this even hasn't worked for 15 years, but it used to be the case that if you had to have a positive balance, it wouldn't work if you were in the negative. But if you had $3 in your account, and you know, like if you deposit a $200 check, like maybe like $40 would be available right now. And then the other amount, you'd have to wait to that. But when you deposited the check, they would ask you how much the check was for. Like it didn't read the check. It would, then you entered the amount that the check was for. But if you said 200, it would make 40 of the dollars available right away. But if you said 2,000, it would make $400 available right away. And so you could literally just put in the wrong number and then do withdraw, take out $400, even though you only deposited a $200 check. And then when they figured out that it was only a $200 check, you'd be negative $200. But you could literally just take money from the bank like that. So it would be huge. Like, Lewis, you could imagine it these days. It'd be like, I just fucking got $400. Like, this is amazing. And then the bank account is, that's tomorrow's problem.
I know.
And then you're just, the bank account would end up getting shut down. They'd charge you like crazy fees too. It'd be like $36 a day until you just were like crazy. And now
PayPal didn't have it figured out, because I remember when me and Kim were together, PayPal, if your PayPal was connected to your bank account, you could just PayPal really any amount of money to $1,000. They didn't, the transaction didn't work where they checked your bank account right away. So like, I would be like, Kim, I'm going to send you $600. I only have $200 in the bank. And I was like, but I'm going to send you $600. Take it out of your bank account right away. And then we'll have $600 in cash. Let's go on vacation. Oh God. We were all such fucking trash. But you know what it is? It was cheating in school, right? This is the way I live my life. Like, I was just somehow squeaking by in whatever way I could find the gray area to squeak by with.
Well, you guys had an ability though to be a little more like that. Like, I actually, because of Isabella, had to be like a little more responsible money wise than that point. You know what I mean?
You also had a wife that was pretty responsible. You know what I'm saying? So, or yeah, I mean, I guess from our perspective, she was responsible. She probably wasn't in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, she was pretty responsible if you think Red Lobster is fine dining.
Yeah, no, financially she was not very responsible at all. But she, but I mean, but you're saying she was like, you know, well, yeah, but so we became like parents so young, so we had to become adults pretty quick. And as far as that goes,
I remember when I
make sure that Isabel had food and clothes and an apartment that wasn't like, we couldn't be like, we got roaches, what are you going to do? It was like a thing.
Something happened with TD Bank. I was a TD Bank member. And I don't remember exactly what happened, but I was appalled, and I was doing the thing like I was broke. Right. But I was doing the thing where I'm like, how dare you? Like they weren't wrong. They weren't ripping me off. But in my mind, they were scamming me. It was some fee that they shouldn't have charged me. And I remember I had like $2,000 in the bank, which was more money than I ever had like in a bank account at one time. And at the time, I remember being like, if you don't fix this, I was like, I'm going to remove all my money from this bank right now and bank somewhere else. And
you speak to a millionaire this way?
I mean, I would literally was taking, I was clearing $2,000 out of a bank account.
The mall?
It's for you to drop the book. It just means nothing to a bank. It is so little money for a bank. It's crazy. But for me, like, I was like, it was the equivalent of me taking out like millions of dollars. Like, I was like, I'm going to, and then I took out the $2,000 and brought it over to Chase, and I opened up a Chase account. And I was like, I'm going to go screw over Chase now.
Yeah, I got out of banking pretty young and quick. And then everything would be like, it would be like our credit card. It would be like, you know, it would be Carla's credit card. You can get two copies of it. And like, I would keep one of those. But
did you put your name on her credit card? Because that also, so Beatrice forgot that you put my name on her Amex.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when we were together, right? When James was like a baby, and just to try to like help me build my credit, it wasn't to even use the Amex. She didn't give me one of her Amexes. She knew better than that, but she put my name on it. So what had happened was, no, this is really what happened. I didn't have enough credit to get a car. My credit was like 500 or whatever, 520 when I tried to get the car. And they're like, no. So Beatrice had a co-sign for the car. What happened was I just started paying that car, and then I got like a really shitty credit card for like with a $400 limit, like they give an 18-year-old kid. And I just started, I put that on auto pay, and Beatrice was paying this Amex, like clearing it out every month. And then I had the car. And then after a couple of years, my credit just shot up. My credit right now is 797.
What kind of car are you co-signing for him for? And howdy. God damn. I got to say it. Motherfucker got good taste in bitches and cars.
Let's do plugs real quick on this Friday night hang.
Good, Davey. You want to roll first?
Sure. Well, hey, you're listening to this on Friday because it's the Friday night hang. So I am tonight I am at Helium in Buffalo. And then tomorrow night, one night only, I will be at St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. The early show is sold out, but there's still some tickets left for the late show. So go get those if you don't mind. And then my next stop is Laugh Boston. I haven't been to Boston in a couple years, and I'm very excited to go back. One of the best comedy towns out there. Then Nashville. I'm doing a show at Zany's, and then we're doing a Legion of Skanks show at Zany's. Mine is April 6th, and the Legion of Skanks show is April 8th. And then I'm going over to the Zany's in Chicago, one of my favorite clubs in the goddamn world. I love that place in Rosemont. Then another great club, American Comedy Company in San Diego. Bunch of stuff. ComicDaveSmith.com for all my ticket links for the rest of the year. Partoftheproblem.com to support my other podcast. And yeah, that's all.
Very cool. Come see us next week, the Dojo of Comedy. Me and Big J are doing Story Wars live from New Jersey.
Ooh,
never done.
That's a great spot, man. That's where we did our New Year show. That's a fun time.
Great club. Then on Friday night, March 14th, I'll be in New York Comedy Club Stamford, which I've never done. Very excited about that. Grab those tickets.
That was a good room.
Recently added show. Then I'm in South Bend, Indiana at the Drop Comedy Club, Goodnight's Comedy Club in Raleigh, North Carolina. Then I'm going to be in St. Catharines, Ontario, London, Ontario, Windsor, Ontario, and Burlington, Ontario, the last weekend of March.
Oh my Philly. God. This is what happens, Jay, when you say you're in Canada. Lewis has to like out Canada you. Oh. I got five dates in Canada.
I'm the king of Canada.
I'm going to be at the Punchline in Philly my birthday weekend, and a lot more stuff coming up. Story Wars in Nashville, Legion of Skanks in Nashville, Charleston, North Carolina. I'm sorry, North Charleston, South Carolina. And then I just added a bunch of dates in Europe. Me and Scott Chaplin are going to Amsterdam, Glasgow, London, Dublin, and Manchester, and get tickets for my special taping July 12th in Tampa, Florida. Very excited about it. Bobby Kelly is going to be directing it. We got Zach Amico opening up. It's going to be an amazing weekend. A lot of my friends are coming down just to hang out and party with us. We're going to throw a big after party after the special. So we're going to get wild, boys. And get those Skankfest tickets on May 2nd, guys, if you guys want to come to Skankfest this year. Biggest lineup we've ever done. First time in New Orleans. It's going to be a wild, wild time. So grab those tickets on May 2nd at skankfest.com. Oh, and check out all my other pods, you know, Lewis and Zach, The Regs, Story Wars, and the Lewis Journal podcast exclusively for subscribers to my mailing list. Go subscribe to that mailing list for all the inside information you guys want about Skankfest, Gas Digital, and every other platform.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Coming to a city near you. Coming on a city near you as part of the Big J Oakerson's Peter North American Tour. This weekend, I'm at Magoobies. Some surprises on deck. I'll be at the Seneca Niagara Resort Casino with Robert Kelly. Zany's Nashville, you know, I'm doing a stand-up show there. I think I'm doing the Kid Rock thing. We're doing Story Wars. We're doing Legion of Skanks. We're all over it. Helium Comedy Club Atlanta, my first time there. Long time since I've been in Atlanta, so come check me out. Of course, listen to The Bonfire 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103 with me and the great Robert Kelly. Story Wars, America's favorite new game show obsession, right here on the Gas Digital Network, and the first half of my double crowd work special, Them, They, Them, is available right now on YouTube. See it again for the first time. That's all. That's all,
folks. Y'all. Dave, when are you recording a new special?
Well, I don't have a date set yet, but I think I'm going to this year. I think I'm actually pretty close to being done with the hour. So I gotta kind of figure that out. I said, I was literally just talking about this last month, and I was like, let me take the next couple weekends to really think how much more time I need. And then over the last weekend, I was like, I think I need like another month or two, and I think I'll be ready to go. But then I got to figure out where I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And you're paying for the production of it, if you remember correctly. I'll say inside baseball here, this is true, but this is how much, this is Lewis the salesman. He just says whatever he's got to say to make the sale. It's always been his training. So before I did the 30 minutes, full curtain pull, thank you, G Mike. Before I did the 30 minutes, Lewis was like, hey, dude, this is what I want to do. I want to do like a series of 30-minute specials. And I was like, nah, dude, I got like an hour together and I really want it to be an hour. And he was like, nah, dude, believe me, 30 minutes are the future. Well, he was very high on this at the time. And he went, listen, you do this 30 minutes. Whatever you want to do next, whether it's a 30-minute thing, which is what you're going to want to do because that's the future. But if you want to do an hour after that, He goes, Gas Digital pay for the production on all of it. And I went, well, I can't argue with that. So
I'll let you know something, Dave.
This is going to be the cheapest produced special of all time because Lewis.
Everyone, pull out your iPhones.
Just for the record, that is the exact story with me doing The Degenerates on Netflix. I want to do an hour. They said, well, how about do this half hour first? And then you can do an hour beyond that. After that, then, like, you do the hour. That's the way to do the hour. And I was like, okay. And then it was not.
But they will give you an hour, Jay.
Maybe.
Yeah. They said, want to do a crowd work hour or two of them. They don't want to do two crowd work hours.
Deuce.
No, you should, your next hour, Jay, should be in a big theater like Ari did and fucking, you know, I'm pretty sure Netflix is just going to buy it. Or maybe they'll produce it. Have Felipe Suarez's wife direct it.
I don't like big theaters. This looks good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. And Dave, yeah, I mean, honestly, if you want Gas Digital to produce it, we'll produce it. No.
I just want you guys to pay for it.
They just hand you the money.
Yeah. I may not have a special.
So we're doing another round of half hours too, in probably October at the Creek. The production company that's doing my hour is likely going to do that. You're going to want to use them. They're really fucking good. So we'll talk. We'll make it work.
Yeah. Well, no, listen, I'm purely just joking around. But yeah, I want to put out an hour next. I just have an hour that I want to get rid of and start over. But that's I'm sure you're right about that. I don't know.
It's so funny because now I want to film my hour, but then I still want to. I want to prolong putting it out so I can still tour and write. Because as soon as it's out, it's just like the standard of comedy is so different. Like people would just put shit out and then just tour in that material. So you just can't do that anymore.
No, I know that was, I said that was a very liberating thing about these. That like, oh shit, I have two kind of like chunks of something coming out that people want to see. And it's not damaging my material yet.
Two chunks that people want to see. I'm going to be performing in Seneca Falls, New York next weekend.
That should be the name of it. Two chunks.
Two chunks that people want to see.
Two chunks.
Jay, how high are you right now? Your eyes are squinty as fuck.
Pretty high.
Hell yeah. I can't wait. I'm getting high Saturday for the first time in 14 weeks.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh,
Someone's going to fall asleep on a podcast.
I mean, it's going to be a problem.
In Jamaica?
Yeah. My entire staff is going to fucking just watch me be as dumb as I've ever been.
You think you're gonna get that high?
Yeah. Do you not remember, Jay, when I quit smoking weed and when I come back, how high I get?
But do you get like goofy and stuff?
Goofy's not the word. Like I can't talk.
He fell asleep on our podcast.
Oh yeah, that's right. He fell asleep
at the Creek with who was the producer in the booth? What was his name? We had a fun name for him.
What did we call him? Clearwater Revival.
yeah. What was
Creedence.
It? Creedence Clearwater.
Creedence Clearwater was what we called him. I don't remember his actual name.
Yeah.
He wasn't our producer for very long.
I think his name was Creedence, and that's why we called
him. His name was Creedence.
Yeah.
That's when Ding Dong used to come and just sit in the front row with her boyfriend when no one else would be there. Like, she was that level super fan.
They all were. They were all super fans. Every one of them came to us and were like, dude, we would love to work for you. We'll do it for no money. Then we had them do that, and then all of a sudden they're complaining about not making any money.
Shots fired.
Ding dong, take that.
I do understand things change, but it is crazy how much. But it's a little bit different, and nothing against anyone. If you're a super fan now, I'm very grateful to you. But there's something about being a super fan when we didn't have fans. Like when you're a super fan of something where you'll come and be the only person in the room. And still come every time.
Well, because they feel like they're a part of something like punk rock and on the ground level that not many people know about. And that's like a cool feeling. You know, it's like being into like indie music or like underground music. Like when I saw System of a Down for the first time, saw them at Ozfest Second Stage for the first time with Incubus. And it was fucking great. And then they were playing at Birch Hill Nightclub, which was a shitty nightclub in Jersey. And it was like, you know, I want to say 400 or 500 people in the crowd. Seeing System of a Down in a little club with 400 or 500 people is fucking bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember I had a friend of mine, Lee was his name. And he was really into like underground hip hop music. And he used to like I'd go over and hang out at his house and we'd smoke weed and he used to like play me music I'd never heard before. And I heard Eminem for the first time ever from him. And he was like some underground dude who no one, I'd never heard of him. No one I knew had ever heard of him. And I remember hearing it and I was like, yo, that's the most incredible rapper I've ever heard. And it was
Did you do the thing from the Elvis movie? Tom Hanks, he's what?
No, I mean, it was, so the song, I remember the song he played me was Scary Movie, which was like this Eminem song that he made before he signed with Dr. Dre. And it was just in terms of rap music, it was the craziest and like funniest shit ever. Like, you know the song I'm talking about, Jay? It was like the one man on the planet who'll jump off of the Grand Canyon, land in a handstand, jumping out of his
Yeah.
Trans Am. And like, it was just like crazy lyrical. I remember
Yeah.
he had this line, like, he was like, if they don't like the track, fuck them. I'm throwing them down a flight of steps and then I'm throwing them back up them. And it's just like really funny shit. And I was like, oh, wow, that guy's really great. And then it was like a month later, the My Name Is
Yeah.
single got released. And I was like, oh, shit, that's the guy that we just. And I swear I loved so much that I knew him a minute before everybody else knew him. It's
I
the
must,
dumbest thing to
I
care
must,
about, but it made me feel cool. Like,
you know, when I was listening to, I don't like the band really at all, Green Day, but like when they were being interviewed on Stern, they said a thing about that. Like, it's so funny. It was like when we were like unknown, like our fans would go put posters up in the streets and flyer for us, and they spread the word. Like, they were our people. And they were like, you guys got to know about this band. You have to know about Green Day. Goes, and then the album comes out and they get the video on MTV and they're like, fucking suck, dude. Everyone likes them. Stupid. It's like the same
it's
people just get angry. They're like, these guys are famous. And I goes, yeah, but you were like, these guys are so good. You should all know about them. And you get mad when everyone's like, you're right, they are great.
dude, I
First girl I
remember it's
ever ate
kind of
out.
like on I'm sorry, go
I
ahead,
vote
please.
Lewis's story.
Yeah, for you ate out a
The first girl I
girl.
ever ate out,
Fair enough.
she told me about South Park before anybody knew about South Park. She was a year younger than me, so she must have been in like the 10th grade, and I was in the 11th grade. When did South Park premiere? Can you guys look that up real quick? Because it
We're about to
was
find out Lewis ate out a sixth grader.
it
What year
was in
was
the 11th grade. She was four.
that?
No, she went to Nyack High School, 1997.
Ninety-seven.
So I was in 10th
Sounds about
grade.
right.
She was maybe in the 9th grade, and this girl fucking ended up hating me because her and her friends were talking shit about Daniel Tosh when he got canceled, and I was like, rape jokes are awesome. I was like, literally, that was my whole argument. I was like, shut up, dumb bitches. You want to get raped? How about that? I was like, all right. And they blocked me. She hates me now. It's all good. I ate her out. Ate that pussy. But
But
she
don't
told.
worry, I made her feel wonderful once.
Well, it was so funny because it was at a time where I wouldn't let her suck my dick because in my mind, like only a whore would put a dick in her mouth.
Yeah,
So I would just
slut.
eat her pussy and fucking let her jerk me off until I couldn't come. She never once made me come with a hand job.
Wait, you
Oh my
wouldn't
God.
let her suck your
I
dick?
wouldn't
Like,
let her suck my dick, and she wanted to.
wait, what? I don't
Yeah,
understand.
very weird.
Whatever. I had weird like just things. Like I was straight edge. I wouldn't do drugs or smoke weed, and I'd get mad at my friends if they did. I wouldn't let her. I wouldn't get my dick sucked because I was like, no, only a whore would suck my dick. So
But you'd eat her out, but
I would
wouldn't
eat
let
her
her
out.
suck your dick. That is very weird.
And she would jack you off to not completion.
It was awful. It was fucking awful. Claire, shout out Claire. She walked in on her dad one day. She came home from a half a day of school and she walked in on her dad wearing her mother's underwear.
That's
Yeah.
rough.
Yeah. It was pretty rough. But anyway, she told me about South Park. She was like, there's this show, South Park, and it wasn't on Comedy Central yet. Whatever. I don't know where she saw it. She saw it like whatever. I have no idea how she.
It was like a viral videotape.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it's what it is. It's a Christmas thing.
It was a Christmas special. And she told me about it and she was like, this is the fucking best thing ever. This is gonna be like crazy. And I was like, shut up. I loved
Hey,
eating.
you know what would make her talk less, Lewis? If you want to put your cock in her mouth.
Maybe. I remember also I went down on
Just
her one
jacking you off,
time.
telling you about South Park. No, you guys there. It's like little these cutouts and they just move around. Like their mouths are just little cut paper cutouts.
Slower.
Yeah,
Not that slow. Spit on your hand. Yeah, I wouldn't let her suck my dick. But I remember one time I went down on her as well. I pulled her panties down, and she had shit stains in her underwear.
Come on.
Oh, swear to God. That's horrible.
Not even shit stains. It's like she had sharded, so there was like wet shit in the back of her underwear. And then she
Why
put them.
Why did she let you go down on her still?
I guess she didn't know. So the underwear went to the side, and I saw it, and I was like, "Ooh!" And then I saw her see it, and she like grabbed the underwear and tried to like hide them real quick, and nobody ever said anything. So yeah, Claire, rape jokes are great.
Rape jokes are great, you turd burglar. What did she? She sprayed shit in her
own underwear. Yeah.
How old was she?
She was in the 9th grade. I was in the 10th. Yeah, because I wasn't driving yet. Because my buddy James Ciccone would drive me to her place. He was a year older, and he would drop me off. And he had a Honda Civic with Acura rims. And that was like a sign of class to him. He was like, yo, I'm saving up for these Acura rims. They're like $200 a piece.
That's fucking like, hilarious.
He saved up all summer to get Acura rims on his Honda Civic.
That is retarded.
That was the thing. You'll see them now. Sometimes you'll see a Honda with Acura rims because Acura is made by Honda. So like all the parts like work with each other. Yeah. And you'll see it and you're like, that's some dumb fucking kid that has saved up for Acura rims on his fucking Honda. It's ridiculous.
A dipshit move.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, those were the good old days. Getting dropped off on fucking Claire's house, eating her shitty pussy.
eating her sharp puss.
I remember one time I was going down on her and her grandma walked in.
She goes, "Wow, now you want to tame this lion?"
I got caught twice. We got caught by her grandma walking in, and then we were at this kid's party in Nyack. I forget his
name.
Don't
worry, she's not sucking my dick. She's not a whore.
This kid was making like, first of all, he was from a rich family, Jewish kid. And this was very early in like internet porn. And he was making money on internet porn, like selling internet porn on the internet. So I don't know exactly what his scam was, but he was making like thousands of dollars doing this. And that was like what everyone knew him for.
That's a funny sentence.
I got caught going down on her in his bedroom by his mom at a party. Jesus. She came in and then she like sat us down and had a talk about how we have to have safe sex. And she was like, "Are you guys using condoms?" We're like, "We're not even having sex." I was like, "I'm not even letting her suck my dick." But then I broke up with Claire because I made out with Kristen.
Did you make jokes?
I made out with Kristen Welsh. One night I was hanging out with Kristen, who I had a big crush on. This is a girl that I lost my virginity to. This goth girl, and we were at her house listening to Typo Negative, and then fucking we had just had a makeout session, and I was like, "Oh, that's it, I gotta break up with her." So I ended up breaking up with Claire on her birthday. I was supposed to go to her birthday party, but I just couldn't get through it. I was like, "Dude, I gotta end it now. I'm not gonna go and pretend to be like into this girl on her birthday." And then I broke up with her for Kristen.
That seems mean.
It didn't seem mean at the time. She was goth. Do you know how much I loved goths in high school?
Yeah, those are the only ones dirty enough to let them suck your dick.
That girl with fucking shit ass and a fucking jacked forearm from tugging your wiener until you
but
never...
then shitty ass started dating the kid who sold the porn, and then she fucked him like right away.
Whoa.
And her body was fucking... Her body was tight. I mean, imagine, she was 14.
Yeah. Her body was very tight. It was too tight to keep turds in. There was no room for turds in that tight ass body.
She had huge tits. Fucking, she was skinny. That's really all it was. She was a fucking goofball.
Yeah.
She was objectively not attractive.
She shit herself in 9th grade.
Yep.
She had to have sex. Well, to let a man put his face in her asshole.
Yep. I didn't mind it.
What does she do now, you think? Where is she now?
I don't want to give too much information about her, but she went to like an Ivy League school. And like, I'm assuming she's like a fucking doctor or something now.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's doing good. She's helping people who can't hold their shit in.
Yeah.
Yeah. She says where she works in gastrointestinal. She's a gastrointestinal specialist.
Yeah.
I'm gonna find the root of the shart and I'm gonna cure it.
Shit is the one thing that will like really make me get turned off. I'll be honest with you.
That's weird.
Oh, real quick, did anybody watch Beast Games? Did we talk about this at all?
No, I haven't watched it.
Well, it doesn't matter. One of the people who, his thing about why he wants to win.
He did win. I know what you're about to say, because I think we talked about it somewhere else, not on air. But that guy specifically did win.
Yeah, he goes, his big thing is he cried the whole time going, like, he's going to take this $5 million and find a cure for his son's disease. His son's just retarded.
Yeah.
That's what it is. The son's a retarded kid. It's like you can't cure that. You're not going to cure. You're still, it's just like a weird thing to get people crying about to be like, I hope you win and find a cure for your son's retarded. It doesn't
Because I'm going to
exist.
win this $5 million and I'm going to find a cure for my son. You're like, oh, that's so sweet. What's his condition? You go, he's short.
It's like literally,
We're
it's
going to
like,
stretch him out. I don't know. I assume that costs a few million
let me tell
bucks.
you
Well, you know
something.
what I say, Dave? Better.
Solving short is much easier than curing retarded.
You know what I say? Better short than sharp. That's what I told that girl. You, but is there anything being worked on to cure like Down syndrome? I mean, we don't know that. Does it
To
fix their face
cure it.
automatically?
To cure, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're gonna give someone an injection like a cartoon and their eyes are just gonna go a different spot. This is what you look
I
like if you.
bet you there is research. What it's probably it's got to be in the development. When do you find out they could be retarded? When you because you there's a time where you could still abort if you have a retarded baby.
I think 2 months old.
I think you find out at like 20 weeks of pregnancy, by my memory. It
Yeah.
might have been earlier even.
Just look it up. You don't have to, Alex, you don't have to just chime in with what you think.
Okay, well, I was also looking up cures for Down syndrome that there obviously isn't any, and they're not really looking for
Not even
one.
trying.
Well, I don't think the kid had Down syndrome. Can you look up what the guy from Beast Games had?
Yes.
10 to 13 weeks, you could find out about Down syndrome.
Well, see?
10 weeks you could find out about Down syndrome.
Yeah. And then you abort. Abort mission. Sorry, Dave. Dave, do you believe you should abort retarded babies?
I believe you should.
Yeah.
No.
You believe it's. You believe it'd be fun to abort retarded babies?
Do you,
Oh,
Dave, do you want to abort?
everything's compared to what, Jay?
Do you want to abort a retarded baby? It does seem like it would be fun to actually have the little suction thing that sucks out the retarded baby.
What did the kid have?
Cystic fibrosis.
He had no creatine transporter deficiency.
Yes, that's what it was. But whatever it
I keep
was,
my creatine in a little plastic bottle.
he's retarded from it. From
Can
what
we
I'm saying.
see? Can we see what it is? Like, what is? What do they look like when they have that?
Started people.
Is it a 1 million? It's just a $1 million prize. I thought it was 10 million.
Five, and it went up to 10 million. Yeah, this is Mike. You got bad news.
Yeah, where are you getting this news from, Mike? This is all from.
It was a 5 million. I think it got bumped up to 10.
Ruck for rare. Oh, so this is the kid. The kid he doesn't look retarded. He's a good looking kid. Looks like James.
Retarded James.
Retarded James would be fun. That's James number two.
Listen, retarded kids are adorable.
I dated a, I didn't date a girl. I used to fuck a chick who ended up having a retarded baby right after we hooked up.
Nice.
That's gotta, I'm not even trying to be a dick, but it's just gotta be fucking really just like a bummer. Like it's like the most beautiful thing in the world. You're gonna have a baby, and then you're like, oh, it's fucking got Down syndrome. Everyone's gonna make fun
Tell you act when an uncle gives you like a decent cologne as a last second Christmas, you gotta be like, oh,
It's a
all right.
gift, I guess.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, shit. How soon after we hooked up? Exactly 9 months, G Mike.
That
Wasn't G Mike, that's Alex.
Whatever.
No, they're different people.
No, it was a couple of years after we hooked up. Yeah. First girl to ever give me ketamine, too. She loved ketamine. Maybe that's why her baby was retarded.
That might have something to do with it. I mean, it did kill Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
It doesn't help.
Dude, Matthew Perry just getting injected. He has, first of all, he had his assistant had to plead guilty too because he's the one who gave him the fatal injection of ketamine. But he just had a little Chinese like gay guy injecting ketamine into him every day, which is just hilarious. And if you have, I don't know. I don't know how I'd pick an assistant. I don't think I ever want an assistant because I don't know what to do.
What do you mean?
Well, I feel like girls make the best assistants, but I couldn't see having I wouldn't want to look at an awful looking woman all day. And if it's a good looking girl, I couldn't see the thing of constantly being having to make sure you separate like the fucking, you know what I mean? Like any kind of like flirty thing with an assistant. And if it's a guy, like you really have to like get along with the person, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I would probably choose a guy assistant if I was going to ever have an assistant again.
Would you be a fat Chinese guy who would shoot you up with ketamine?
I would just, you know what it is, guys can hold
There's
on.
There's one to who's got an open schedule.
Well, guys will like hold on to your secrets more. Like a girl, also like you don't want to have like that weird thing where you're like, oh, like, because you're going to want to fuck yourself. Nobody's hiring an ugly female assistant. That's crazy. And you're going to want to fuck her, unquestionably. Yeah. So it's like playing in traffic. Like you got to catch me on a really fucking lonely day if I fuck my male assistant.
Yeah, real lonely.
Like I gotta have every dude. I don't know what the fuck happened.
I don't know. He was all out of ketamine. What are we gonna do?
But
well, dudes, another fun Friday night hang.
Another fun one.
Go see Davey in Buffalo. Come see me in McGoobies. And go see Lewis.
In Jamaica, baby boy.
Jamaica, where he's going to be getting high and being silly with the crew.
A fan did tell me they're getting married the same time we're in Jamaica, and he wants us to come to the wedding. And part of me thinks it'd be a fun day trip to go visit this guy at his wedding.
Everybody, just free call crew.
It'd be fun.
Rolling deep with Paco.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys all for hanging out and subscribing to GasDigital.com. We'll catch you guys next week. We have a studio show, right?
Not this Monday, the following weekend. The following week. This Monday we have a pre-tape.
It's a studio show. I think that's what Jay meant.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm retarded.
The pre-tape studio show. Very fun one. So make sure you check that out. Gas Digital Crew, enjoy Jamaica. We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you ever try to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.